Blog Talk Radio.
Killing us one by one. In one way or another, America will find a way to eliminate the problem one by one. The problem is the troublesome black youth of the ghetto. And one by one, we are being wiped off the face of this earth at an extremely alarming rate. And even more alarming is the fact that we are not fighting back. Brothers, sisters, niggas. When I say nigga, it is not the nigga that we've grown to fear. It is not the nigga that we say as if it has no meaning, but to me, it means never ignorant, getting goals accomplished, nigga. Niggas, what are we going to do? Walk blind into a lie or fight? Fight and die if we must. Die like niggas. This is for the masses, the lower classes, ones you left out. Jobs were given better living, but we were capped out. Made to feel inferior, but we're superior. Break the chains on our brains that made us fear. Pledge allegiance to a flag that neglects us. Honor a man that refused to respect us. Emancipation proclamation, please. Lincoln just said that to save the nation. These are lies that we've all accepted. Say no to drugs, but the government kept it. Running through our community, killers of unity. The war on drugs is a war on you and me. And yet, they say this is the home of the free, you ask me. It's all about hypocrisy. The Constitution, no, it don't apply to me. And Lady Liberty, stupid bitch, lie to me. This may be strong, I know it's gonna like what I'm pumping, but it's wrong. She keeps the one from learning something, so get up. It's time to start nation building. I'm fed up. We gotta start teaching children that they can be all that they want to be. It's much more to life than just poverty. This is definitely, words of wisdom.
America.
I charge you with the crime of rape, murder, and assault for suppressing and punishing my people. I charge you with robbery for robbing me of my history. I charge you with false imprisonment for keeping me trapped in the project. And the jury finds you guilty on all accounts. And you are to serve the consequences for your evil schemes. Prosecutor, do you have any more evidence? Words of wisdom, based upon the strength of a nation. Conquer the enemy armed with education. Protect yourself, reach for what you wanna do. Know thyself, teach by what we've been through. Armed with the knowledge of the place we've been. No one will ever oppress this race again. No Malcolm X in my history text, why's that? Cause he tried to educate and liberate all blacks. Why is Martin Luther King in my book each week? He told blacks that they get smacked, turned the other cheek. I don't get it, so many questions run through my mind. I get sweaty, they act like I sequestered the crime. But forget it, cause one day I'ma prove the rhyme. That every brother has a smother on the welfare line. The American dream, though it seems like it's attainable, they're pulling your sleeve. Don't believe, cause it'll strike you. Pulling the life from your brain, I can't explain. Make it so you can't attain from what you came. You sweat is the mother that you're living. Inequality, forgetting your brothers that's living. Here poverty, but they had us beaten when they took out kids. But the battle ain't over till the black man sings words of wisdom. The battle ain't over till the black man sings words of wisdom.
Nightmare, that's what I am. America's nightmare. I am what you made me. The hate and the evil that you gave me. I shine as a reminder of what you've done to my people for 400 plus years. You should be scared. You should be running. You should be trying to silence me. Huh? But you cannot escape fate. For it is my turn to come. Just as you rose, you will fall. By my hand. America. You reap what you sow. Apocalypse. America's nightmare. Ice Cube and the lynch mob. America's nightmare. Above the law. America's nightmare. Paris. America's nightmare. Public enemy. America's nightmare. KRS-One. America's nightmare.
Words of wisdom. Because that's Apocalypse Land. What's happening? What's happening, y'all? Bam. Daphne Stokes. The queen is back. What's happening, people? Yeah, I am, well, I don't say back, but I'm back tonight. Shit. Trying to wrap up some things and get on and just say, express some things, you know, a little Daphne Stokes, you know. I got my two cents every now and my fucking thing, you know what I'm saying? And as always, I can only get it started with a little pop here and a little pop there. Basically, what I want to be rapping about tonight, you know, generally, well, the politics and the politics of our people and the politics of our struggle and our state of being and what are we doing, what it takes to reprieve ourselves from this is the question. And this being this horrible state of oppression, repression, and colonization of African people in the United States and around the world. And this is a severe problem, and I think, for one, that we take it too lightly. We do. And we really take this fight lightly, and the world waged upon African people worldwide, we take lightly, you know? And so it's like, what are we holding on to? What is the sense of hope that ones have to, you know, that of what will come or what will happen to reprieve us of this state of being? Outside of, you know, revolution. And it's like we continue to go from generation to generation of ones reinventing the wheel, so to speak, with ideas and, you know, and the thing is, what's even more sadder than that is always ideas and never planning. And then when we strive to use the template of, you know, the oppressor to, you know, to formulate strategies. And, you know, well, actually not strategy, because nothing strategic is being done. So, like, how do we look, how do we assess the stuff that we're doing to see if it's conducive to the liberation of Africans? And do ones agree? I mean, like, a lot of people really don't agree with African liberation, sad to say. Well, we know whites don't, but sadly that many Africans do not agree with it as well. But it's due to a, you know, a state of being that the people have been docile into the cognitive dissonance, and it's a fear of losing what ones have established or what sense of life that ones have comfortable. To gain discipline, ones feel that in order to you know, structure or discipline, they want to lose freedom. So in the fight for freedom, one must have structure, one must be disciplined, and the people don't want that, so they'd rather suffer with, per se, what they consider freedom and a free will, in opposed to doing, you know, what it, you know, what we need to do. So, and that, it can become frustrating to many organizers or freedom fighters when the people really don't seem to respond. We understand that people see the pain. People see the pain. Many organizers, especially early on organizers, it develops a sense of frustration because the people aren't responding to the travesties willed upon us, even though it's right in front of their face, even though we bring the message, even though we expose contradictions. And it can be very frustrating for young organizers, but one has to understand, you know, the people are in a state that of being damaged, and you know, these illusions are there, and that's why, and I'm glad I was, you know, instructed and was able to evolve, you know, and understand and gain an understanding of not to be so antagonizing to the people and their lack of political understanding, you know. And then when one think of oneself, you know, at times that when self wasn't, you know, so we think of that. And, you know, so you go through understandings, and that's the purpose of sharing knowledge with one another, so on and so forth. And we go through that, so, you know, one's growth. So, you know, we have to, and that's why I beseech young ones, you know, with energy and so on and so forth, but that is why it's wise to listen to more experienced organizers, seasoned, whatever, what have you, elders, young motherfuckers like to call people, and listen, because it's not of someone just trying to tell you something or bark orders or and shit like that, but that you understand a process that you're going through. Some can't even continue through the process. So it's like you just experience some things, and the thing is that frustration, but ones have to understand. That's why it's so important to understand, and that this is a science, and you have to understand the people. And if you really fully don't understand, not only that, it's just not about knowing we getting fucked up and we don't have anything. You have to understand the state of the people and be able to take the temperature of the people, definitely feel the people's pain and understand the people's pain, definitely have an unconditional love for the people, you know, a love without margins, a love without judgment, you know what I'm saying? You definitely have to have that. And then so when one is equipped with that, you're able to, again, not only feel the people's pain, but see it and understand the damage done to the people, and that, you know, then even the simplest shit becomes, you know, prevalent to you, such as, you know, again, once you didn't know. So we have to understand we're not born with it, and when we come to a sense of understanding, it how one is politicized is very important as well, you know, and another reason why our youth are so sought out for by others, especially off of university campuses, so on and so forth, and even now more recently moving into, you know, inner city communities to recruit young Africans into these government-made organizations, and or, you know, the usual poverty pimps. So, you know, because one's introduction into this struggle in these politics, you know what I'm saying, makes a difference. And when that's just the frame of reference, they know it's really hard to, you know, pull them out of that, but some do at some point, usually after some type of heat hit or some shit. But and that's why they target our youth, and the rest of them eliminate those they don't think would serve a purpose or could interfere with the agenda. So when we understand the attack on our youth, and when we say youth, you know, see, when I say youth, when I speak of youth, I speak any motherfucking me, actually, but I look at a demographic of 18 to 30. Many look at small children, which need nourishing as well. They need politicized as well. However, they steer us to those 18 and under. And it's not for, you know, so that we can, by that time, we can raise, oh, let's get this generation right type shit. You know, it's because that demographic between 18 and 30 are a productive force within our community, you know, and some of them are even the parents of the targeted demographic. And see, but we live in a system that doesn't want a development of that demographic of 18-year-olds to 30-year-olds, even I'd say 18 to 35. They don't want a development of that generation. But so because it stops them from, you know, from actually being able to, you know, indoctrinate the younger. And so you have, and it's also that demographic that's more or less the lost generation. So they, that's what they focus in. Everybody's, and you know, more people get the money for the young kids and all that stuff and teenage programs and shit like that. And that's, but they want us to ignore that other demographic unless, now the other demographic is included in other things such as like, you know, they have an office funds and things for ministry programs and so on and so forth. But if those certain specific criteria don't apply, then, you know, there's no focus to the 18 to 35-year-olds because other than the genre that's getting murdered, killed, and brutalized the most, and not reproducing, so an attack on that generation, which that's why we need to focus our energies on building and rebuilding, supporting that generation and that demographic of Africans, because, you know, we can send the young people to these programs, do that, but these are children who still have to return to the community, you know, with these 18 to 35-year-olds. And so what good is that 2 hours being indoctrinated, whatever the fuck, going to do them if we do not have something to include other demographics within, you know, their community? You know what I'm saying? So we have to generate something and a service that for that demographic, you know what I'm saying, and create and locate resources for that demographic and be more in-depth to politicize that demographic, 18 to 35, which wouldn't be and shouldn't be hard to do. The shit they go through, our class contradiction is pretty much is what divides us there, but that demographic of youth are a little bit more diverse as well, so, you know, it's they're more, they've been so socially engineered that it's more or less about, you know, sometimes you got to shake your ways and you want to get the attention of one, and the and we have to go where they are, you know, and speak to them, you know, in the way they want to. We have to cater to the people in order to win the people over into this struggle. And we serve the interests of the people, and that's how we do it. So basically, and it's wanting to, and when I say that, it's more or less, you know, within this fight for liberation, it's service, you know. And when we serve the people, you know, you serve them not only try to meet their needs the best you can, through resources, information, whatever, what have you, you know, even if it's feeding and what have you, but as well as the politics while that's happening, you know, because they're engaging in something right there that addressing something, you know what I'm saying, the need for something in the community, which is a wonderful moment that one should seize the time and, you know, to politicize individuals doing events and, you know, things like that. But focusing on the needs of the people, assessing the needs of the people, engaging the people, and engaging with the people and not, you know, like telling the people stuff, but engaging with the people that even then within the conversation, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, you can politicize the people and share that knowledge with them, but it, you know, where they receive it as them being a part of them coming to that understanding. You know, one thing you have to do, if one is, you know, to be interested into how do we talk to the people, even the people themselves, even those of you listening, you may not be politicized, you may not be an organizer, but so don't take it personal, but it's like we have to manipulate the people such as the enemy, manipulate our people. That's it, you know, and it's unfortunate, but again, shit, all said war, and this is war, and, you know, in opposed to us wanting to be the Einsteins and rest down smart and all this, you know, this damn intellectual masturbation, that we actually, you know, strategize to results and immediate results. And we do understand that the revolutionary process is a process, but goddamn, can we at least get it started? You know, and we haven't. So we're doing a lot of movement on the hamster wheel. And again, we've produced nothing, we've accomplished nothing. We haven't even grown politically because we still compete for, I don't know what side niggas on, who got the best combat boots, I don't know. But, you know, so we're basically made a mockery of right now. When you have so many, all these black-ass organizations, you know, how could an entire race of people be subjected to the horrors and terrors that we face through these parasitic motherfuckers? But yet and still, we're like in, oh my God, there are thousands of black, you know, organizations, black groups, black advancement things, on and so on and so forth. So to where, you know, our struggle, our fight, it's really hard to have serious dialogue around the struggle anymore. And we've been bombarded with so many clowns, you know, that so and it intentionally done to discourage the people. So these people are brought forth, even some of them, you know, open their mouth one time and they go and they just push them forward, create something for the people. A lot of people like to call it distractions, but it's just, but it, and that's what they do, because they strategize. And they strategize and they study the people, they study the personality, they take the temperatures of the communities and they act accordingly. And that's how, and they strategize on how do they maintain control, maintain and preserve their rule. And they do that by studying us, and they know how to even down to, you know, organizations and people. You know, many like to feel like, yeah, I know the fans watching, those that, you know, even go to get their Facebook account locked because of something, or, you know, report it, and they want to go to, per se, Facebook jail. And people who are Googling and watching me and fears watching me, or even ones doing the work. Now, what they do is they do hold on, y'all, because, you know, my damn ass, I'm trying to read and judge. Fremont Correco, indeed. Yeah. Yeah, oh, shit. And let's see, that's how I get distracted. But, what the fuck was I saying? But, NGO, who, again, one's not clear on just how we need to get with the people. You get what I'm saying? And it's like, we don't want to be tactful. We would, you know, niggas always going to be good niggas. And again, it's like, nothing wrong with it, because we've been propagandized so, and with so much bullshit that, you know, it's a sense that ones have, you know, to fight this battle, to fight this war, and it's wrong, even though it feels right. It's filming, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, we want to. It's that effect of, if we get us right, we get right, you know. And, you know, you don't, it, you may feel like you don't want to negate the work that people put in to the people, you know, but unfortunately you have to sometimes. And I mean, like, it's like you ask yourself the question, do you let a motherfucker keep rolling on the hamster wheel and going nowhere, or, you know what I'm saying, get on this road to freedom and we move forward? And so you make a decision there, and sometimes you got to tell motherfuckers they on a hamster wheel, albeit however good it feels, or how you feel good about yourself, and go, oh, all hunky-dory and all that shit. you know, it's not conducive to our freedom, our liberation. It's not, you know, and that bullshit. And I mean, I'm just saying, you can. It's the same shit. Been like forever. So, do we, you know, not give a fuck about feelings anymore? And I'm for that. And when I say that, is that, you know, we don't express truth because, well, individuals, I do. Individuals don't express truth because they don't want, you know, people to be mad at them or, you know, too, shit. You know, like, oh, you don't support my stuff and so on and so forth. Then, you know, you have to tell people, well, because the dumb shit ain't going to work. And you are, like, literally putting energy, but you're an energized force. And your energies and your talents and things could be best used, you know, in proper revolutionary organization, the service of the people. And that's not saying, for once, too, that you have to join an organization, but you're better with an organizational structure. But, you know, as long as you're fighting for the right shit, you know, but I'm sorry. A federally funded book program, the fuck ain't gonna get it. It's like, because you have some forms of shit, and they be the same stuff, but it's the different forms. It's either people in the state, like you have after school, some after school care, you know, and it's like that sort of thing. You know what I'm saying? When they provide the curriculum and when we provide the curriculum, okay, that's the difference. So you can have the same thing that could benefit the people, but one isn't benefiting the people, if y'all did where I'm coming from. So when we begin to seek out those type of things within our own community and realize, so it's like, so things that help diminish the fears of the people of, well, what am I going to do? As we want to encourage the people to separate from this system, you know? And see, that's the reality that scary, that hurts, that niggas just ain't trying to do. You know, however, if we are to preserve a future for our people, for our race, then we would need to separate, we would need to resist, and eventually we will need to defend ourselves and our people just for our survival within the process of revolution. You know, so, and then along with other oppressed people of the world. And that has to happen. Fucked up thing. So we no longer talk about rough, rugged shit. You know what I'm saying? So the even the fight in us, the ones that was held by, you know, African people, they've taken it away. They've made us ashamed. They've took it from momentum to mockery to where, you know, and many people, they say to us about, you know, all that stuff in the 60s and stuff like that. We hold on to those previous fights because it was the last era, you know, almost where, well, it was the beginning of the fadeaway of, you know what I'm saying, shit, black pride. I'd say African pride, the pride of black people, the beginning of black capitalism, the beginning of, you know what I'm saying, I want to be anything but one of these niggas. That, I mean, and that's where it began. So our people began to, and as it went through the 70s and more on to the 80s, and as, the, you know, going into the 80s, that did it, you know. When we look at social engineering is done through the media, you know, through music, entertainment, shit like that. Even the introduction of disco music in the late 70s, you know, and they started disco and John Travolta and shit. And Saturday Night Fever, whatever, all that, you know, when the introduction of disco faded out a more R&B soul in the 70s. So here comes the disco, the techno, and when hip-hop was coming into this thing, I think the was first album, like a 78 or something, the Muhammad X, something like that. And then when hip-hop hit mainstream, you know, it was how some took it to utilize it to, you know, for, I think when they probably first recognized it was when, was the message, how to be used, you know, early, with that in the early 80s, as well as, was that, Run DMC did that, it's like that. So things when, even when hip hop began to take on and speak on social issues mainstream, because they had already been doing it just then, you know, before hip hop became mainstream, but within just the community. But so now it's mainstream, so these niggas getting up on here poetically displaying things, poetically, you know what I'm saying, connecting the dots and the ills to Africans all over the world now. Even in having, you know, it's been done through music forever now. Now, I'm not saying it began with hip hop. You know, I'm just speaking that, that time around that early 80s and the war on drugs, per se, quote unquote, was waged, you know, but it was that is just another extension of the war on Africans, period. You know, so the continued war. And the 80s just pumped it up, and Reaganomics hit. And, you know, while we were at this point creating more black college graduates and things like that, shit, white people were creating more little baby imperials. You know, and Reaganomics created that. It's a group of motherfuckers called them Reagan babies or something like that. And that's another thing that has faulted us. I don't mean to jump, but while I'm thinking about the damn Reagan babies, how our, do we forget that it, they got them too? And we're so, we want to see ourselves raising our children to compete with their children. Okay, that's where you fuck up at. Because in their shit, who's the judge? So the judge, or the one that makes the decision, is more than likely them. And so, you know, we know how this goes. So when we talk about the Reagan babies, so, you know, they train, excuse me, their children to uphold the preservation of their imperialist-ass motherfucking, whole motherfucking state of white power supremacy that they feel, you know, that they hold. So you think they don't teach, you think these motherfuckers, you know, oh, daddy is this old, whole racist motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Of course, so this is how, or racist, whatever the fuck, you know, they, he is. And so you think in their house, he's like, well, I'm all racist and stuff, but you ain't got to be. You know what I'm saying? They raising their kids from the motherfucking cradle. So if he is, his motherfucking son is, daughter is, his bitch is. You know what I'm saying? And see, we don't want to see that because you're like, well, well, JD, you know, dad is super racist. JD's not, don't know. JD's just been raised in an era that's, you know, more tolerable in a different way that they teach them on how they ought to be with you. Now, when I say that, as to say, Janie still thinks that she, you know what I'm saying? She understands her motherfucking white privilege, and she know that you ain't got none. You dig what I'm saying? So, I mean, I stand on that, you know, as far as the queen is concerned. You know, whites hold two different emotions when it comes to Africans. You know, it's hatred or sympathy. That's it, and that's all. Hatred or sympathy. That's it, that all. That's all. However, you know, whichever way they flow, you know what I'm saying, they still understand their white privilege. So do they use it to harm or do they use it to help? Or do they use it to take advantage of? You know what I'm saying? And they still feel a sense of, they understand their advantages, but they, you know, refuse and to, and many know, but refuse to, you know what I'm saying, acknowledge our true us, you know what I'm saying, as being white man. But, you know, so that's, we have to keep that in mind, you know. So, and then the thing is, we don't have to hate in order not to, you know what I'm saying, fuck with motherfuckers. And that's why it's important we understand those type, and those type of thoughts of them have been embedded in us motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? So we look at these Arabs coming into our communities and the disrespect that's given there, and most of those, and that's because, you know, I share that, you know, you don't have to respect them, and that view is there, but so, you know, and it's always there, so we have to, even so that, yes, even amongst the children, and again, but they've placed this illusion of diversity, so by, you know, giving you a couple of mixed up as boy and girl bands and all that shit, you know what I'm saying, and pointing out, and you know, putting sprinkling whites through hip hop and shit like that, and was running with it again, but took advantage of that demographic, 18 to 35, and created that sense of illusion for them, and so even to where they are all very rebellious, you dig what I'm saying? However, not clearing their fight because they, you know, see, oh, it's a human thing, oh, I'm black. So it's like, well, they limit their struggle to, as long as they wear their natural hair and dress black and, you know what I'm saying, you know, go to their roots and shit like that, be all Wakanda and shit like that, that, you know, they're satisfied. Or I won this victory that I can be in this office and look like this and have my afro and, you know, that's bullshit. And the thing is, it's like, that's not our struggle. It's not our war, you know? But that's what our war has been propagandized to be. You know, how our war is fought, shit, when you got a flow, a perm, a motherfucker sew in, don't even motherfucking matter. You know what I'm saying? It's war waste on our ass, and it doesn't have a look to it. But it should have action to it, and we don't have the action. It's only one way this can go. You know, only one way it can go. And, you know, it's kind of crazy that, you know, where we at. And I think we spent enough time trying to pretty much coach motherfuckers. I think we've done enough of that and spent enough time doing that, that, you know, it's come the fuck on, you know. And like, oh, and that doesn't mean to plan another motherfucking meeting. It's like, proper actions to lift people. Why are our boots not literally on the ground? And when I say literally on the ground, consistent day by day by day by day, we got to go harder. Just period. You know what I'm saying? And it's, the thing is, but we face the impasse of resources. We face the impasse of realizing that shit, 70%, I say, of the motherfuckers actually say they in this war, they ain't in this war, and they gonna turn and run. You know what I'm saying? But it's, man, fuck. I don't know. But it has to be done. Well, first let me just say, no nonsense. Just got to cut the bullshit, address bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Straight up and head the fuck on. You know what I'm saying? Attack that shit. We got to. We must. The longer we let a lot of these government aid organizations and individuals float around within our struggle, the more they create more of them motherfuckers. And they just start popping up all over the motherfucking place. You know what I'm saying? So you got to, we got to, and yeah, I'm saying what the fuck I'm saying. We got to get rid of these motherfuckers. You know, it's plain and simple. So either we're going to fight a war or we're going to, you know, just play some roles. And right now we're just playing some motherfucking roles. And, you know, and then we're allowing the bullshit to continue to where it's just repetitive of the same shit. We've made an advancement. We have no huge movement of Africans as we should, built solidly on, you know, self-determination, the move for self-determination. And we should. We don't have nothing or even a thought of anything that resembles an army, which we require. And ain't that fucked up? that when was, you know, where's the army? We weren't. But again, they have this secret. And when Jim was senior stated, again, I love this because it's funny, and it's a lot of motherfuckers, but, you know, organizing underground and it's secret and stuff. But we organize the groundhogs. It's all that's down there. The people are above ground. So that's why a fight should be above ground, you know, visible to the people. Oh, my mouth is so dry. Pardon me. But, you know, why we are not visible, the fight's supposed to be visible to the people. Why servicing the people, you know, snatching what we can for the people, you know what I'm saying, developing resources for the people as we, you know, try to mobilize people into, you know what I'm saying, to take interest in this fight self-determination. We're not doing that. So it's like, what are we doing, what it takes to reprieve ourselves from this bullshit? You know, are we like truly doing it? You know, what's necessary, but what's necessary, you know, will bring being, you know, and things among people. But again, if we want to preserve our race, you know, period. So it's like we're talking a lot of shit and we know so much, but do we really want to get out? And I mean, we don't have a motherfucking choice at this point. I'm just saying. And to do anything, so it's like we need to really kind of step up our game as far as, you know, educating the people, mobilizing the people, and not organizing the people, but mobilizing the people. You know, and it's like we need to attack the shit within the communities, address a lot of shit within the communities, but with the same politics. And why do we allow anyone to represent these politics? That's the problem, I guess. Because, you know, like people don't really know these politics, nor can they scientifically express it. I mean, people have good intentions, yes, but you don't know. It's so much. It's like the way you can spend a week on just trying to build a one-on-one bond, you know what I'm saying, level of communication with one person, you know, to be able, willing to respond to the needs of the people, you know what I'm saying, anytime, you know, not at a scheduled event date, 24/7, you're supposed to be available to the people, 24/7, you know what I'm saying, 24/7 movement. In that aspect, you know, and well, every day, motherfucker got sleep, but even moving around amongst the people, even these little guys, people, as you go, see, that's what I'm saying. If it's not a part of your life, you know what I'm saying, if something that you're living in, I'm just saying, reassess what the fuck, just don't do nothing, because if you're not moved to self-determination, you're unwillingly and unknowingly feeding the enemy with the bullshit, because it's bullshit. And you're helping them because the bullshit that you do that distracts the people from, you know, fighting for, you know, our liberation, self-determination, or even want to resist this shit, you're aiding and abetting the enemy, you know? Because you keep the people from that because your ass is scared, motherfucker, looking for a safe route. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing, too. Motherfucker was scared. And we're tough motherfuckers. And I know some of the toughest motherfuckers on the planet. Except when it comes to these motherfuckers. And I ain't tough now. But they ain't finna do a motherfucking thing to upset these humpies. Niggas do not want to upset these humpies. And that's what be getting me. I love upsetting these motherfuckers, man. But they don't want to upset the hunkies. And that's a problem, too. You know, it'd be funny. You know, don't be, you just deal with me. And you'll be like that with them hunkies. And them hunkies be doing all types of shit. But then you want to mumble with me on how we going to get it right. and have shit all wrong. Like my motherfucking posting shit, but you won't tell the monkeys that though. Now we're a problem now. You see what the problem is? You see how that's a problem? Don't work for us. It's not gonna work for us. We need, I don't know why I'm getting all stuffed up and shit. Maybe I should say these damn M&Ms. Is that crunching loud, y'all? Oh, I'm sorry. I did really just start eating M&Ms on air. So, shit. I'm talking about chocolate good. But the point being, you know, that this is our struggle. This is our fight. And we're not taking part in this motherfucking war. I keep saying this. I also keep talking about all we do is talk, and I'm talking about the talk, and that pisses me off too, that I got to talk about that we always just talking, you know, because it makes me feel like a big-ass contradiction. But, I mean, damn, man, I might as well express this shit. I don't know, it's just that I needed this hour to talk about that to, you know, man. I don't even know the way to put it because I don't even know how to formulate the motherfucking fancy-ass words to, you know, to entice the motherfuckers, you know. All I know is we getting fucked up on all many levels. We can't talk our way out. We can't pray our way out. It don't matter you ride the five or the motherfucking six. It don't matter if you lift your fist, pump that motherfucker, and lift your ass and pump that motherfucker. No matter how you do it, you know what I'm saying? No matter if your bank account got shit 6 figures or 6 motherfucking cents. We Africans, we niggas, and we motherfucking oppression. That's all I know. And we're going to continue to be that way if we do not begin to resist this motherfucking system. That's all I know. And it's not a Daphne's opinion. And that's the thing. Everyone and any African has an opportunity to, you know, have this proper understanding because it's there. Stop getting it from them. Stop getting it from a YouTube video because it has 1 million views. You know, you're right there in your community shit, in your life, living this shit. Yes, that's your first motherfucking lesson right there. Shit ain't living. State of our people, this shit ain't living at all. That go your first motherfucking ding-dong bell right there. There's the light bulb. You know, why do we have to be nothing to become from? You know what I'm saying? You dig what I'm saying? Why do we have to become something or make it out? That shit and that stuff alone is fucked up. Man, as Chevron said, you know what I'm saying? The eye pressure, it's just embarrassing. Yeah, because it sounds dumb as hell. You know, so we, within our oppression, within our state of being, within our poverty, we plan to fuck over each other. So well. Okay, we won't plan to fuck over these homies. You know what I'm saying? Period. Still for me. I'm still me hunkers. Period. It's why people are damaged. Me personally. I say, you know, we purged and shit. But hey, I can't be subjective, so it's not me personally. But I'm just saying we're in a very fucked up state. And we are not fighting this correctly right now. As in the majority, you know what I'm saying? At least not enough of us with proper understanding. And it's like, it's fucked up. And even those who, it's dumb to think they just know that they won't even take time to get to know because they already think they know because somebody made them leader of some organization or some shit, you know what I'm saying? They gave some tires or something, and they think they know it. And then they hold in so many others that they, you know what I'm saying, shit like that. So we have to begin to expose these contradictions and not worry about severed relationships. I say it again. Fuck friends. I fight for freedom. That's period, you know. And understanding the struggle of people, the pain of my people, is one of the most important things. I used to do that, one of the most important tools that I have, to be able to, well, everybody ain't gonna be with me. Well, don't get this shit twisted. I'm clear, very clear on this subject. But I just got tired of talking to niggas. or explain it in their terms. You dig what I'm saying? That, I mean, after assessing it all, I mean, if we know what's happened to African people, why when I say, if I just want to just, again, break it down, if we get fucked up, we need to tear this motherfucker down and get our shit in order. You know what I'm saying? And fuck these motherfuckers up. You know, you see, that's not enough. You know, motherfuckers, I got to give a whole motherfucking explanation. Why do I have to explain that? We didn't. We do. We not know we getting fucked up. Yes, we do. But once we, again, there's that intellectual masturbation. You know, motherfuckers just want to get off on that shit. You know what I'm saying? To make them feel good. But fuck, we are getting fucked up, and we need to do something about it. Point blank. What are we going to do about the queen? We tear this motherfucker down. We resist this, this. There it is. I don't know what else to say. Now, what I would go into expounding on is the how. You know what I'm saying? But we ain't even got there yet, because motherfuckers don't even listen to the what. You know, you know what I'm saying? Or well, actually, the people will listen. It's just the shit that we bring to them, that's brought to them. I would say that we're bringing it to them because, fortunately, but very few are able to correctly politicize people. So, and it can be. And sadly for us is that we just lack resources to create the spaces and things we need in order to properly mobilize the people. But we do. And that's very few, because self-determination should be our only goal. But again, people just want to stay safe, and they just want to keep their family safe. So they're not really going to fight this fight. They're not going to sacrifice shit for this fight for the liberation of our people, you know, solely to be African, solely so the killings in our communities can stop, you know, so that horizontal violence can stop, you know. They don't want that. They don't. So, you know, so people talk good games. They don't really want it because they're not willing to actually do anything about it and waiting for some great hero to come make the people feel good and think that if all the motherfucking black people get mad in the country, that then they're going to have to do something because all the black people mad. No, they're going to kill all of us quicker than they plan on doing it. That's all. Cold cup, full non-factors. I need to take me a break for a moment. I'm going to do this real quick, and then I'm going to be back. But I was trying to think of something to play while I take this break. I don't know. And I know everybody would expect it to be pop. I would expect it to be pop. But since I know people expect it to be pop, I ain't gonna make it pop. Since that's what the fuck y'all think I'm gonna play. But let's see. I don't know. I'm back at some moment to leave y'all until I come back, so I'm trying to be very thoughtful in that. I like this joint, so I'm gonna drop this clip the other day on CMO Radio last week. But I'm gonna play it again. I'm putting this on. Okay, I'll be acting like I'm just, you know, by myself. Okay, I'll be right back, y'all.
No matter what we face, we must face the moment of truth, baby.
They say it's lonely at the top in whatever you do. You always gotta watch motherfuckers around you. Nobody's invincible, no plan is foolproof. We all must meet our moment of truth. The same shiesty cats that you hang with and do your thing with could set you up and wet you up. Nigga, peep the language, it's universal. You play with fire, it may hurt you or burn you. Lessons are blessings you should learn through, let's face facts. Although MCs lace tracks, it doesn't mean behind the scenes there ain't no dirt to trace back. That goes for all of us, there ain't nobody to trust. It's like sad.
sabotage. It's got me ready to bust, but I can't jeopardize what I've done up to this point, so I'ma get more guys to help me run the whole joint. Cultivate, multiply, motivate, or else we'll die. You know I'll be the master of the who, what, where, and why. See, when you're shining, some chumps will wanna dull ya. Always selfish, jealous punks will wanna pull ya down, just like some shellfish in a bucket, cause they love it to see your ass squirm like a worm. But just as you receive what is coming to you, everybody else is gonna get this too. I ain't no saint, therefore I cannot dispute that everyone must meet their moment of truth. Actions have reactions, don't be quick to judge. You may not know the hardships people don't speak of. It's best to step back and observe with coup, for we all must meet our moment of truth. Sometimes you gotta dig deep. When problems come near, don't fear. Things get severe for everybody, everywhere. Why do bad things happen to good people? Seems that life is just a constant war between good and evil. The situation that I'm facing is mad amazing. To think such problems can arise from minor confrontations. Now I'm contemplating in my bedroom pacing. Dark clouds over my head, my heart's racing. Suicide? Nah, I'm not a foolish guy. Don't even feel like drinking or even getting high, cause all that's gonna do really is accelerate the anxieties that I wish I could alleviate. But wait, I've been through a whole lot of other shit before, so I ought to be able to withstand some more. But I'm sweating though, my eyes are turning red, and yo, I'm ready to lose my mind, but instead I use my mind. I put down the knife and take the bullets out my nine. My only crime was that I'm too damn kind, and now some scandalous motherfuckers wanna take what's mine. But they can't take the respect that I've earned in my lifetime, and you know they'll never stop the furious force of my rhymes. So like they say, every dog has its day, and like they say, God works in a mysterious way. So I pray, remembering the days of my youth, as I prepare to meet my moment of truth. Yo, I got one lyric pointed at your head to start. Another one is pointed at your weak ass heart. Now if I pull the trigger on these fully loaded lines, you're gonna wish I would've pulled a black nine. I'm Mac Dimes, crack the spines of the fake gangsters. Yeah, the biting trifling niggas and the studio pranksters. Yo, looking at the situation plainly, will you remain G, or will you be looked upon strangely? I reign as the articulator with the greater data, revolving on a task and much doper than my last jam. While others struggle to juggle tricky metaphors, I explore more to expose the core. A lot of MCs act stupid to me, and we have yet to see if they can match our longevity. But anyway, it's just another day, another fake jack I play with my spectacular rap display. Styles smooth but rugged, you can't push or shove it. You dig it and you dug it, cause like money you love it. The king of monotone with my own throne, righteously violent prone. My words bring winds like cyclones, storming your hideout, blocking out your sunlight. Your image and your business were truly not done right. Throw up your heel out now, divine saviors. You got no hand skills, there's no security to save you. No pager, no celly, no drop top Benzie. I came to bring your phony hip hop to an end. My art of war will leave you sore from the abuse, cause you must meet your moment of truth. They say it's lonely at the top in whatever you do. You always gotta watch motherfuckers around you. No one is untouchable, no man is bulletproof. We all must meet our moment of truth.
And that was Gangsta. I love Google on that, you know. The moment of truth. You know, we almost need a moment of truth, you know what I'm saying? But man, so you take care of your shit, it's gonna happen. You just persevere into it and you stay in the fight until it is, and you eliminate those motherfuckers around you. That's stopping that greatness and hindering that, but do all you can to, you know what I'm saying, motivate others and push others forward, you know, love instead of hate, you know what I'm saying? But be clear on that love. You dig what I'm saying? How that works. And I don't mean that old gooey stuff, oh, you're my brother, you're my sister, you know what I'm saying? But a genuine love for other people, you know, that love. So all that other extra shit, you know what I'm saying? Man, these politics are some real shit, especially when you're in this revolutionary struggle, you know what I'm saying? In the realm, stepping down. You know, again, how I explained last week my difference in that of my little sister, and I had to explain to her our differences. I'm a revolutionary soldier, and that requires, you know, it requires some shit. You know what I'm saying? And it just ain't for everybody. And I'm cool with that. It's more for a lot of people. But, and it's not, because there are some of us who actually just made to be the banger. You know, and you have to have an unconditional love for the people most definitely before anything. And meaning you'll be willing to give up anything for the people, and that's sacrificing. That is what is abnormal to you. The rest of the world goes by, you know. Some people take it the wrong way, you know what I'm saying, and without proper preparation, you know what I'm saying. However, we have to, again, resistance must be our existence. Therefore, one is not staggered and swayed. That's why it'd be so easy for them to get people to, you know, infiltrate and agent provocateurs to rotate throughout movements and things like that, because the weakness of the people, and that's why they do the profile. You know, everybody, like, everybody ain't made for this shit right here. Trust and believe me when I tell you, you ain't made for this shit. You can't, you know, everybody cannot be a shit. Everybody can't even be shit. I'm just going to tell you. Some people love the struggle because all they want to do, again, is try to see how they can get a hold of the whip. So that's a lot of the Africans, but again, by so much, like I said, people scared. And but now they've made it so easy to act this shit, to play the part. You know, and again, as two soldiers, we have to beginning. Pardon me, because I got to twist this shit up. I just can't sit here and not smoke while I'm talking to y'all. Shit, I was going to do it for an hour. But since I'm still talking, I'm going to keep talking. But again, but and everybody don't have to be a revolutionary struggle to contribute to the liberation of our people. It just sounds good to us, but this shit ain't no joke. You got to be ready for structure, discipline, and again, sacrifice. And again, that's just very few of us, truly, you know. And when I say that, I mean very... Very few. Yeah, I can name. But we also our duty to aid people in understanding where they could best aid and assist in this fight for liberation. You know, I've been trying to only want to hurt people's feelings. You get what I'm saying? And that's what we're supposed to do. You know, because it stakes are too motherfucking high. You know, to allow for the games and stuff like that. The stakes are too motherfucking high. You know what I'm saying? And they got motherfuckers popping up everywhere. So you have to be very cautious. And I mean, it's there. You know, I move very carefully. You know, it seems like I don't. Smaller guys, I move somewhere, but you learn the demonstration. You know, it's moving amongst one. You know what I'm saying? And, You just have to be in this there because, again, it's like this. If you can't, you know what I'm saying? I take it serious. When you, dedication to structure, you know what I'm saying? Discipline, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I'm saying? Letting go of the bullshit, you know? Those things are very important. And, you know, when you're trying to serve and to expose the contradictions of this system of things. When you're striving to mobilize the people, bring the message to the people, and expose things to the people that entities don't want you to expose to them or bring the people to any type of understanding. You know what I'm saying? It's not just about talking. It's the ability to win the people over into that. It's the ability to articulate it to the people that no matter what pain they're suffering, no matter what they're going through, that the political line carries that, relates that, can connect all those struggles and pains of the people through that, you know, through the politics. You know what I'm saying? Where you can talk to a group of 100 people, you know what I'm saying, in regards to our political state and how it's affecting us and individually address each of those 100 people. And that is the ability and that we must hold as we, you know what I'm saying, want to mobilize the people, because that's what we're to do, is win the people over into our political struggle. So, you know, and when you can't do that, you just in the motherfucking way. And you, because you just can't say a line, you have to be able to expound on anything to the people to, again, to where the people will understand it where they stand, you know. And it's like, it doesn't come from watching everybody in their motherfucking mama's videos. Again, it's life and it's right in front of us. And, you know, even exposing oneself, but shit, not, see, the thing is, once in a while, when I say it's like it's right there in front of us, in my, we're taught to reject our community and ourselves and our people. So that's why motherfuckers miss it, because you grew up rejecting it and not being good enough for it. You know, yeah, we embrace it and have fun in it, but, you know, motherfuckers be wanting to leave. You see all the movies, I got to get out of here, boys in the hood ass shit. You know what I'm saying? People getting murdered, I got to leave the hood. And type shit. So we missed it because we rejected the community. Well, one's missed because of rejecting the community and the people in it. But, you know, solely if you did not, because of being the thing, you did not reject the people or the people in the community and even growing up. And so that's it. So you definitely see the people's pain because you've always kept, you know, wanted to keep a connection with the people. And I noticed that too. Like I said, it gets deep. And you continuously, because you're always in a moment to, no matter what you're doing, you're thinking and planning ways of mobilizing the people, ways to be more effective in mobilizing the people, being strategic in mobilization. And, you know, and sometimes it takes a long time for it to come to mention, but, you know, assessing the temperature of the people, assessing, you know, the current situations and moving in such a manner, you know, and especially when addressing the needs of the people, you know. And it's like, and when we address the needs of the people, it's like, again, taking the opportunity to politicize the people and bring them to a level of understanding, as well as to take interest in, you know, their own interest in themselves, interest in this fight for self-determination for our people. And we do that, again, through serving the people, the love and service to the people, recognizing what's happening to the people, and, again, being able to address it politically, but with understanding from the people, and without having to say, you know, this, that, that, and another, like, sisters, we can't be doing this old, you know, this woman stuff, and, well, what's wrong with that woman, and all that shit, why are we doing it right now, you know? And I say this to say that, I don't know, nobody else do it, and we know we're strong black women, we don't have to, separate ourselves from our men, separate ourselves from our struggle. We can't have one struggle, you know. I mean, I know it comes from a lot of y'all who just done had fucked up relationship with men. That's whatever. But if you have a sense of love with your organization, then that wouldn't even matter because you would not be subjective in this shit. And so many, you know, and sisters, just angry and bitter than a motherfucker. Ooh, the shit I see on Facebook. But, you know, and that's not, it's bad for us, though. I'm laughing, but it's not good. You know, we have a, and, you know, people's like, well, we got to resolve that. No, the fuck we don't, because it's only a problem if we see that shit is a problem. When we address the shit, then it's a problem. When you just let this go away, just don't entertain it. I don't entertain sisters on that man shit. I mean, like, it's different if you talking, you know, like, women talk about men. But you know what I mean? That the male thing and expecting black men to apologize to black women type shit and, you know, that type of shit. You know, men ain't being men. Like they ain't suffering the same motherfucking oppression our black ass stuff. Now, I don't know. It's like some of folks just make sense. It's black men that oppressed us. like, okay, he gonna treat us right. Everything gonna be okay. We dig again how our struggle has been manipulated. You dig me? And things that we have to address in reverse. Like this Me Too shit. Y'all fall prey to that shit if you want to, and these honkins pulling you in here, and you want to sit here and organize with all this shit. I'm eating them crunching y'all here. Y'all want to organize and shit, and they talking about, you know, these pronouns and all that shit, and the LGBTQAIFZ motherfucking movement and all that shit. As these honkins making up words and shit as they go along. And then tell the motherfucker, like I said, I'm 48 motherfucking years old. I am not finna learn no new motherfucking words. I am not finna restructure my motherfucking vocabulary. No motherfucker. And I'm motherfucking African soldiers fighting for liberation. Fuck them. We're gonna support that shit. So they come bringing this shit. And it's like they wanna force this shit on our people. You know? And we can't be letting this happen because they're putting it in our schools and putting it on our kids and all this shit. You know what I'm saying? This gender fluid shit. And to where they want to say, well, okay, you ain't born a male or a female. It's like you choose. Which, oh, y'all, no. Y'all, no. You can't let that happen. Because it's happening, we got to stop that shit. Put a, you know, attack that shit. That Me Too shit, we got to attack that shit. We have to. We got to put them motherfucking honkies in their place. Then they try to put up all the black people too, black trans. Hey, again, teach your zone. Who you fucking is your preference, how you want to look, your preference. But if any part of that decision you make affects this struggle for African liberation and this fight here, what it does, because then white people using your emotions for wanting to be that way to diminish our struggle. And it's a motherfucking problem. Okay, so I don't give a fuck if they'll attack it. If you can't come to us with that your problems, if you can't come to your people, they assist you with your mental situation on dealing with your sexual preference or whatever what have you, and don't feel like we can help you in, then you shall then we have no can't have any fucking respect for you alongside feeling them honkies is the way. Because then you're being selfish and all you're thinking about is you want to freely fuck motherfuckers because you know, for one, especially black people don't play that shit. But hey, it's whatever. Because if you're born a boy, you should stay one, but whatever. It's your choice. But the point being is, this is a war. You dig me? And again, we don't reject our African brothers and sisters. However, if they are not participating in this war of self-determination, you know, then fuck them. It ain't got shit to do with preference or all that other shit, but fuck you, because you're not on my side. You know what I'm saying? So we have to start doing that and rejecting them. And we have to attack that shit. One by one attack shit, but I'm going to be attacking that shit. I'll be all on that shit, talking that shit, and I see that Me Too shit. I go in on that. Because this is war. But y'all want to do that because they don't want to be. Yes, we do need all Africans, but if them Africans don't want to be Africans, if them Africans don't want to get down with Africans, them Africans don't want to fight for Africans, then fuck them Africans. You dig me? And we have to take that too. Y'all hear London? That's London back there. But I guess it don't matter because I'm from the tour. But that's my baby. She's going to be over in a minute to ask for something. But, she's looking at the refrigerator now. But once I just, that's it, what it is. He's going to be wanting to hear that, though. They don't want to make people mad, but who gives a fuck? And they're like, oh, there's so many of them. Now it's about the honky motherfuckers influencing our people. We have to stop that. We have to attack them. We have to say something. We can't accept that shit. You know what I'm saying? I told motherfuckers I felt like I was discriminated against that straight African woman. And I do. I'm not, you know, trying to force me to say shit. And see, we want to be politically correct, and we don't want to lose jobs. We don't want to lose yada yada. I want some sort of status and go along with that bullshit. Or they say, well, that's what they want. No, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to call you a him and her a her. It's sound for country, but and I'm being to be funny with it, you know? But, I mean, it's just like I said, that type of bullshit that we are letting get taint us, taint our people, taint our fight for liberation. You know what I'm saying? These European concepts and ways, you know what I'm saying, that we want to develop and use or actually, again, moves to please them.
you know, and not the people, you know, to rule over the people. Once they want to work alongside the people, they want to rule over the people, in other words, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you have an event and people come, you know what I'm saying, you're doing something for the people, then people should be able to participate. And not participate by waiting if you pass or something. Or listen to you say something, but actually participate if they want to. You know? And that should be what should be encouraged to an environment that creates that. Not one setting as how they say it should look and this, that, and another. You know, and again, people mean well with some things, but then truly assess what's happening with this. And you'll see what's happening. But I'm going to wrap this up. Thank y'all for listening to me. I just really had to get that out and share that, put that out there. But I'm probably playing some shit. So next Monday, I'll be right back here to do this. You know, I was deciding what day it was, but Monday, I think, is the day for me. Actually, yeah, every Monday's at 8. And that'll be at night because during the afternoon, I'll be going to Margaritas on Margarita Monday. So then that's the great part about when I get on next week, I'll be drunk as a motherfucker. So, and then it won't just be me. So you won't just have to listen to me talk. But I wanted to come back with Daphne's dose, with just a dose of Daphne, you know. Express some things that niggas just won't talk about the right way because they want to keep friends and they don't want to knock their best friend head off. If you just need me. But only going to have to go there, maybe. Maybe not. But we'll see. But any of them, thank y'all. And again, like I said, I'll be back next Wednesday. Remember Wednesday, 6 p.m., Fairmont Radio. Chipper Fred Hampton Jr. and Lady of Ray, so that's right here. On Straight at Real Talk Network as well. And then on Sundays, we have Chief Kamara, Less Than Corporate Society, on moving forward to the Bobby Gore, I think that's what it's called, in Atlanta. Oh, goddamn. That happened this weekend. I missed all that. Mm. Oh, well. My bad. Oh, shit. Mm. Mm. Oh, so anyway, yeah, y'all. But so this is happening. I'm gonna get out of here though. I gotta go and do that. And again, like I said, thank y'all for listening to me. Good night. And next week, I'm gonna invite ones on to hold dialogue with me. But like I said, I just wanted to speak tonight. You know, so we're gonna go and close this out. I'll power to you. Let me know what's happening. All right. Peace, family. I'll
meet you later. Imagine if you could go back. Actually talk to the motherfuckers that came to slave. I mean the first motherfuckers that came in the slave.
Excuse me.
No.
We back for everything you owe, no longer oppressed. Cause now we overthrow those that place us in this rotten mess. But let's agree on strategy and pick our enemies right. Who stands accused of the abuse, my own kind of wife. Not disregarding what you're thinking, but you must abandon ship. Cause once I rip your whole shit, it's sinking. Supreme ideology, you claim the whole. Claiming that we all drug dealers with empty souls. That used to set me to roll, commit the violence in the midst of an act of war. Witnesses left silent, shattered. Black talent style thoughts I throw. It remains in your brains, and of course it grows. Maybe even your babies can produce and rise. Picture a life where black babies can survive past five. But we must have hope. Quoting the reverend from the pulpit, refuse to turn the other cheek. We must defeat the evil culprit. Lace me with words of destruction, and I'll explode. But supply me with the will to survive and watch the world grow. This ain't about talking about problems. I bring solution with the restitution stipulated through the Constitution. You violated, now I'm back to haunt your nights. Listen to the screams of the lives you sacrificed. And in case you don't know, ghetto born black seeds still grow. We coming back for everything you owe.
How do you plead, Mr. Shakur? How do you plead?
How do I plead?
Yes, sir.
How do you plead?
You know how I plead.
Come on! Not guilty on the grounds of insanity, it was him and me. Busting at my innocent family, say they looking for keys. I was home alone, blind to the prelude. Busting, talking about where is the Quaaludes, what you say, fool? Where in the hell is the search warrant? No feedback is what he uttered. Before he screamed, nigga, motherfucker, drop me to my knees. I proceed to bleed, suffering a rain of blows to my hands and knees. Will I survive? It's
federal prison, giving everything I owe.
New Hank, go go, big sir. Yeah. Y'all know how this shit go, you know.
All eyes on me, Buffalo.
Roll up in the club,
right. All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what?
I bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many player hating niggas trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the bump, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell is where them cowards going. Well, all you still down, nigga, holler when you see me. And let these devils be sorry for the day they finally freed me. I got a caravan of niggas every time we ride. Hitting motherfuckers up when we pass by. Until I die, live the life of a boss player. Cause even when I'm hot, fuck with me and get boss later. The future's in my eyes. Cause all I want is cash and things. I'm 5 double O, being something flashy, rank. Bitches pursue me like a dream. Been known to disappear before your eyes. Dope thing, it seems my main thing was to be major paid. The game sharper than the motherfucking razor blade. Save money, bring bitches, bitches bring lies. One nigga's getting jealous and motherfuckers die. Depend on me like the first and 15. They might hold me for a second, but these folks won't get me. We got four niggas and low riders and ski masks screaming thug like every time they pass. All eyes on me. Live the life of a thug nigga until the day I die. Live the life of a lost player.
All eyes on me.
All eyes on me, live the life of a thug nigga, till the day I die, live the life of a boss player, cause even getting high.
Hey, to my nigga Pac, so much trouble in the world, nigga, can't nobody feel your pain, the world's changing every day, time's moving fast, my girl said I need a race, how long will she last, I'm caught between my woman and my pistol and my chips, triple beam, got some smokers on, whistle as a dip, I'm lost in the land with no plan, living life flawless. Crime boss, contraband, let me toss this. Mediocre's got a lot of nerve, let my bucket swerve. I'm taking off from the curve. The nervousness, neglect, made me pack a tech. Devoted to serving this, my wet and paycheck. Like a tight satellite, nigga, I'm forever ballin'. It ain't right, parasites, triggers, and fleas crawling. Sucker duckin', get busted, no emotion. My devotion is out of my business, nigga, and keep on coasting. Where you going? I've been there, came back, it's lonely, homie. Steady flowing against the grain, nigga, still don't know me. It's about the money and this rap shit, this crap shit. It ain't funny, niggas don't even know how to act shit. What can I do? What can I say? Is there another way? Plus this shit all day, 24 parlay. My little homie G, can't you see I'm Buster Free? Niggas can't stand me, all eyes on me.
Nigga, until the day I die, live the life of a boss player.
All eyes on me.
All eyes on me.
Live the life of a thug, nigga, until the day I die, live the life of a boss player.
All eyes on me.
The fans is watching, niggas plotting to get me. Will I survive? Will I die? Come on, let's pick to the possibility, giving me charges. Lawyers making a grip. I told the judge I was raised wrong, and that's why I blaze shit. Was hyper as a kid, old as a teenager. On my mobile, calling big shots. On a team major, packing hundreds in my drawers. Fuck the law, bitches. I fuck with a passion. I'm living rough and raw. Catching cases at a fast rate, balling in the fast lane. Hustle till the morning, never stop until the cash came. Live my life as a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Live my life as a boss player, cause even getting high. These niggas got me tossing shit. I put the top down, now it's time to floss my shit. Keep your head up, nigga, make these motherfuckers suffer. Up in the bins, burning rubber. The money is mandatory, the hoes is for the strap. This criminal lifestyle, he took us the bulletproof vest. Make sure your eyes is on the meal ticket. Get your money, motherfucker, let's get rich and real kick it. All eyes on me.
Live the life of a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Live the life of a boss player.
All eyes on me.
All eyes on me.
Live the life of a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Live the life of a boss player.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
Pay attention, my nigga. See how that shit go? Nigga walk up in this motherfucker.
to me like, ding.
God, life is a thug, nigga. Till the day I die, them life is a bitch. Cause even getting high.
Every motherfucking body. I got busted souls and police watching a nigga, you know?
Living life is a thug, nigga. Till the day I die, them life is a false play.
All eyes on me. It's like what they think. I'm walking around with some keys in my pocket or something.
All eyes on me.
They think I'm going back to jail. They really on that dope.
Live my life as a thug, nigga, till the day I die.
I know y'all watching. I know y'all got me in the scope. I know y'all know this is thug life, baby. Y'all got me on the surveillance, huh?